Time now for our Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week this week. It's Danny Williams, the sophomore forward slash defenseman out of Waconia, Minnesota. You've played on both sides of the puck this past couple of years at BSU. What's been your favorite so far?
I think I like forward best just because I get to go and score, obviously, and be in the play, and it's more of a forward motion, I guess.
First time as Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week. It's got to be an honor just to get recognized by the university.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, it's a team effort, but when you get individually stuck in it, it's always nice.
Two goals and an assist on Saturday night. What was kind of the spark that got you going on Saturday?
Well, my first goal, I just actually got on the ice and I was wide open, so that was pretty easy. But I think everyone on the team, we just all lifted each other up, and it just kind of gets me going.
Friday night didn't quite go the way you ladies wanted it to. How important is it looking ahead the rest of the season, knowing that you can't let that happen ever again?
Definitely with Ohio State coming, we really do have to sweep them to stay up in the leagues. And fortunately, it's not going to hurt us too bad because Ohio did lose. But every other time, we need to be able to sweep them or at least split the rest of the season.
I heard the locker room was a bit quiet on Friday night after that loss. You guys, not that you look past an opponent, but you thought you'd perform better. Was that kind of the feeling amongst the team after Friday night?
I think, you know, everyone was just, no one really knew what was going on, and everyone was just slower than normal, and we thought we were going to be better because of having a game week before, but, you know, it happens, and just that's why we come back Saturday night, and it's nice to have another game to be able to come back to.
And how much fun was it Saturday after getting that 4-0 win and watching Zuzana break those two records?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, like I said before, it's always a team effort, and Z is backing us up 100%, and I'm proud to have her on our team, and I love this team. So
it has been fun. I suppose, you know, getting nationally ranked as well. A lot of people think that being ranked, you also wear a bullseye on your back from your opponents. Is that something you guys have seen from your opponents so far?
I obviously think because we're a rising team, so people are starting to worry about us, but hopefully as a team in general, we don't take that to heart because that's when we're going to start losing because we're going to get cocky.
So Danny, as I was looking through your bio, both your parents graduated from the University of Minnesota. Your dad played football, your mom played volleyball. Why did you choose Bemidji State?
Right away when I came here, it just felt like home. I mean, it's a nice small town, which there's pros and cons to both, and as soon as I got here, all the girls were awesome, the coaches were awesome, and I just loved it up here, so might as well come up here.
Your dad played pro football for the New York Giants. Obviously, they're still in the playoffs right now. Do you guys still cheer on the Giants through the playoffs and during the regular season?
Definitely. It's always my favorite team, and I always have to explain to people why I like the Giants because they're always like, you're from Minnesota, like, be a Vikings fan. But it's definitely whenever, especially when I'm home and they play, like, over Christmas break, it's always fun to sit down with the family and watch the Giants.
Okay, so I'm married to a Packer fan, and I know he will be upset if I ask you this, but I know you're cheering for the Giants. There's a member of your hockey team that's also a big Packer fan, Alex Ehlert. You guys been throwing jabs at each other this week?
You know, we haven't actually. We're not really together that much, but I'm sure if we brought it up to each other, it'd be a little argument over the week. But the Giants are going to win, so.
Your younger brother, Max, he's made quite the headlines as well. Talk about what he has done so far. Obviously, his football career is headed in the right direction.
Yeah, you know, the All-American game probably topped off his senior year, and he got named the captain of his All-American team, which is awesome, and made a touchdown. And I couldn't be more proud of him, and I just hope he really succeeds in football wherever he wants to go.
So he hasn't made that decision yet, has he?
Well, I know he's going to the U, but like if he does, I know he wants to go to the pro, so hopefully he can succeed to that.
Obviously, with both your parents having been successful in athletics, and you and your brother as well, kind of brings a family together. Your parents travel a lot to watch you play. How important is that to you?
It's awesome. You know, everyone's so supportive of my family, and my little sister sometimes gets left in the dust because she's only in eighth grade, but she understands, and she's always proud of us, and I have the best family in the world. They're always there supporting us, so it's awesome.
For this weekend, Ohio State, they're number 5 in the league right now. You guys are number 6. You're only 1 point behind them. What do you need to do to beat the Buckeyes?
You know, we need to stay positive just because if our team gets down, like we see on other teams, that's when you start breaking down. And just keep playing how we played in the first half and bring it into the second half and try our best.
And hopefully have another career day like you did last Saturday, right?
Yeah, that would be so awesome.
Well, congratulations, Danny, and good luck the rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
For more information about the VSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River. It's about
your life. More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.